at our upcoming events, all that fun stuff, cfrc.ca. Folks, we just heard Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. That was the skin of my yellow country teeth.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember those? Like, it was like the keyboard and it said yeah, and you would just like smash the keyboard and it would just go yeah, you know?
I don't remember that. I was doing a Little John thing.
Oh, well, keyboards would be preloaded with a very similar yeah to the Little John yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway. Thanks for sharing that.
It was a good time.
Before that, we heard Cults with their track Onions. And at the top, we heard the Sheepdogs with their brand spanker. It's called Bad for Your Health.
We saw Cults. They opened for Vampire Weekend one time. Great band.
Very, very good band.
Yeah.
Folks, sorry, it's more movie corner. I saw The Bride, the new Maggie Gyllenhaal joint with...
This show is basically like we can do a movie show on CFRC, but we're not actually that... like well-versed in movies, so you know, it's like an excuse, like we don't have to know everything about movies, but
that's right,
you're all strapped in, you know our movie opinions.
Well, here's
now.
What I know about The Bride.
Yes.
Is, it's literally insane. I cannot believe this even really got made. It's so weird. It's like part monster movie, part love story. It's got a couple dance numbers. It's also like a detective story and a gangster movie,
like
set in
Detective
the 30s.
Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also like a treatise on feminism. And it's trying to be all of these things at the same time. And I don't know if it really succeeds at any of them.
Mm.
But it's so interesting to watch.
Okay.
It's so bizarre.
And you went to celebrate International Women's Day, of course.
That's right. Yes. Well, yeah, I forgot to mention that when we watched If I Had Legs on International Women's Day.
That's right.
Which is the most celebrating women movie of all time.
Good morning to all the international women. That's a Tumblr post. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, recommend, not recommend?
I would recommend seeing it. I don't think it's technically a good movie, but I think it's a very interesting movie. Jessie Buckley knocks it out of the park. She's asked to do a lot of bizarre stuff.
Yeah.
She's essentially playing three characters at the same time, and like bouncing schizophrenically between them.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. Christian Bale. Never disappointed with him. He does a pretty serviceable Frankenstein. Mm. Penelope Cruz is also in this movie somehow.
Okay.
And she is fine.
Yeah. I don't really like monster movies. Honestly, every time a monster movie gets made, your comment of how did this get made, that's me every single monster movie. What? Like Lisa Frankenstein, how did that get made? Like anything. I don't know. Any zombie
YA
movie.
Stuff.
Any... Dracula, Frankenstein, anything.
Nosferatu, like, you didn't like?
I liked that one. Okay. But that's like, you know how I don't really like horror movies except the ones that I do like? That it's like that kind of thing. Like, yeah. I'll just watch David Eggers stuff, you know? That he can make whatever genre and
yeah.
It's fine.
I'm so excited for The Werewolf. Everyone's like, oh, he's getting typecast. He's just going to be like a monster movie director. To which I say, good. I like it when he makes monster movies. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. Guillermo del Toro, that kind of stuff, not for me.
Well, Guillermo's a whole other can of worms. He just wants to make out with the monsters.
Yeah.
It's a sort of different vibe.
My friend this week, she, like, love her. She's so smart. But she gets a lot of, like, pop culture things confused. And she was saying that her favorite movie is Moulin Rouge. And she is obsessed with Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else she was telling this to was like, oh, my favorite movie is Shape of Water. And then she was telling me, she's like, I can't believe that the same guy did those movies. And I was like, he didn't. Like,
no, those are two very different
men.
She's
like, no, I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. And I was like, I can guarantee you that those are two different vibes. But she was like, okay, this makes so much sense, because I was like, how did he make Shape of Water? Like, it's so different. It's so weird.
Oh, has she seen Elvis?
I don't think so.
We gotta sit her down and make her watch Elvis.
I know.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
But you know what else is really fun? New Courtney Barnett coming down the pipe here. It's called Mantis. Here we go.
Thank you.
Your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the very goofy, very fun Garrett T. Weil track, Going to Toronto. It's a blast. It made me laugh so hard listening to that one.
I feel like I re-downloaded Instagram and I follow all these like Toronto accounts now. So all Instagram knows about me is that I like Toronto or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting a lot of content and it all makes me laugh a lot. And now I'm kind of like, you know, when your algorithm shows you something and you're like, everyone in the world is talking about this. So I'm convinced now that like everyone in the world is like really talking about Toronto and really about obsessed North with Toronto. Brooklyn pizza. Yeah, that's right. And Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie. Like we're the main character of the globe right now, clearly.
Agreed.
Anyway.
Before that, we heard Giuliana Riolino, with Would That It Were So Simple. And at the top, we heard a new Courtney Barnett track, that is Mantis. Coming up, we have Rising From Their Grave, much like The Bride, American Football.
Wow.
Is back. They're hanging out. They're drinking PBR, no doubt. They've got a doozy of a track here for us. It's called Bad Moons. Here we go.
In a trench coat, plastic knives. I'm scared and I don't wanna grow up. I only feel alive at night. During the day, I cover my eyes.
here is an example of four foreigners.
Make you cry. I'm gonna make you cry.
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear?
We just heard Cherry Picker by Kingdom of Birds. Speaking of, we watched a bird documentary. Oh, you yes. already talked about this?
No, maybe? I didn't have. I haven't talked about that.
Oh, okay. It's called The Listers, or just Listers. Yes. It's free on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really fun
it's
documentary.
Yeah, really well made. Lots of cool stop motion animations. Netflix actually tried to buy it off of them.
Really?
And they were like, no, we're putting it up for free.
Oh my gosh, go watch it. It's about two guys that like try to like do the big year, as it's called in the birder community, where you just see as many birds in America in 1 year as you can. And they talk about all the people that are like legit psychos and like fly, like have full-time jobs and just like fly after work to another state across the country because there was like a sighting of one bird in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Insane. Anyway, but it's really cute. It's really well done.
It's a lot of fun. And at the top, we heard American Football.
Wait, I didn't say the middle one.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, in the middle, we heard Quarter Note Rock by Cootie Catcher. And yeah, at the top, Bad Moons by American Football.
That's right.
Yeah, watch the Listers. So cute. Okay, next up, we're going to play a song called Metal by a band called She's Green. Really random name.
of old who sailed the seas, bringing nations to their knees, turning up the remnants of our campsite, would never know it kept three people warm at night. Survey the clumsy architecture, idly make a few conjectures, scribble some conclusions in a ledger, never knowing better. Like anything you ever come across, before you knew about it, it got lost. It was broken to begin with. It was broken to begin with. It was like that when we got here. It was broken to begin with. When the archaeologists arrive, no proof that we were ever here alive. Me and Peter Balkin and you, friend, until the dream ran out of oxygen. Is this not what you wanted from the sea? Is this not what the waves require of me? Isn't this what we suspect we'll see on the day we finally get free? And if that day turns out to be today, maybe that's okay. It was broken to begin with. It was broken to begin with. It was like that when we got here. It was like this when we got here. It was broken to begin with. Thank you.
My groin.
Hey! Bum, 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 bum.